The Arizona Diamondbacks' postseason drought officially ends this evening as the club hosts the Colorado Rockies in the one-game wildcard matchup in Phoenix. Zach Greinke, the Diamondbacks' well-compensated ace, will start tonight against Colorado's John Gray, and the winner will head to Los Angeles, while the loser will go home, maybe the golf course, as that team's season will be over. With us for a few minutes to preview tonight's game is sports columnist Greg Moore of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Greg, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
So what's the home field advantage for tonight? Because we've seen that the Diamondbacks' attendance throughout the year has been, you know, okay, but this is going to be a sellout crowd, most of them cheering for the D-backs. What difference could that make?
Yeah, I don't know. Baseball's funny. I get the feeling that you would rather have the crowd behind you than vice versa, but it's not like they're playing the Cubs or the Mets.
Yeah, so they would have the Cubs would have that built-in advantage that even if they're going on the road, the team's traveling. Let me ask you about one of the Diamondbacks' key players, and that's Paul Goldschmidt, who was an MVP candidate until he got tweaked an injury, and then he batted about 170 down the stretch. Can the Diamondbacks win this game? Can they win more in the playoffs if Goldschmidt keeps hitting like this?
Oh, absolutely. So Goldschmidt was terrible down the stretch. He was 0 for 17 to close out the season. And then furthermore, he's going up against John Gray, the Rockies starter. So Goldschmidt, I think, is 0 for 11 against Gray with 5 strikeouts. I mean, he's just terrible. But if you look at the other guys that go against Gray, I think you can find enough offense there to where you're going to be all right. So Peralta hits, what, he's 6 for 13 against Gray with a triple. Pollock, A.J. Pollock, is 3 for 7 against Gray with 3 doubles. I think you can find offense there. And, of course, there's J.D. Martinez. So J.D. Martinez is 2 for 6 against Gray, and being that he's J.D., just dingers Martinez, those two hits are 2 home runs. So they'll be all right.
Now, Greg, you're good at talking strategy about some of this stuff. I want to go back to last night's game, the Twins versus the Yankees. Again, a wild card, this was for the American League. And in both cases, the starting pitchers for both teams got knocked out really, really early. I presume if the Diamondbacks, if that happens to Zach Greinke, that would not be good. But how different is this one-game, winner-take-all kind of format?
See, that's a great question. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think if a guy gets rocked early, you bring in a reliever, you get through the inning, and then you bring in another starter to go the next inning. So let's assume that Greinke gets rocked in the first inning and he has to come out. Okay, get through the inning, but then the next inning, second inning, you bring in Godley, you bring in Robbie Ray, you bring in Taijuan Walker. You've got one game to do what you need to do. The flip side of that is that pitchers are fragile, right? Like, they've got routines. We all are. Every last one of us has a way that we like to go about doing things, and if that routine gets disturbed, it can disturb our performance. But if you're asking me what my gut says they'll be okay, that this is a situation that they can manage through, assuming that there's trouble early. They've got options.
This is wild, though. It's so contrary to baseball, because unless you're in a Game 7 of a series, baseball is built for the long haul, 162 games, and then to have all your starters available for one night seems kind of crazy, especially if you win, you just have one day off, and then it's off to L.A.
Yeah, no, for me, it's awful. Like, there's two schools of thought on it. One is that it creates excitement by bringing in St. Louis and Milwaukee and all of these other cities that wouldn't have a sniff at the playoffs, and so you've got people excited about baseball going deep into October. You've got more teams in the postseason, and so that's exciting. But that's not baseball. Baseball is 162 games. You don't know who's the best by boiling it down and creating an artificial advantage for the team that didn't do as well during the regular season. I would really like to see them find a way to do a three-game series, a short series. And I know why that is difficult logistically to do, but that's why MLB gets paid the big bucks. I am not a fan of the format, but this is what we have.
Greg, just a few seconds left. So none of us is wagering, of course, but Diamondbacks win tonight or Rockies win tonight?
Yeah, no, I like the Diamondbacks' chances. I really do like the Diamondbacks' chances. They've been the better team all season. Torrey Lovello, man, I'm just big on that guy. He's hit the right buttons all year long. He's made the right moves. He's done things maybe a little bit unconventionally, but it's worked. And, you know, they've been the better team. If I had to pick, and it sounds like that's what you're asking.
I'm making you pick right now, Greg, yeah. Greg Moore, sports columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Greg, good to catch up. Thanks.
Thank you, man.